I'm joined by Ginny Hill, Chatham House's expert on Yemen. Ginny, how do you see the conflict playing out?
There are two things happening in parallel in Yemen at the moment. There's a popular street revolution, which has been inspired by Arab Spring and events across the region, but there's also an elite power struggle that's taking place at the same time.
I noticed you were writing on Twitter saying that this morning, saying that it's going to get worse before it gets better, but it will get better. What do you mean by that?
Yemen's institutions have not really been fit for purpose for quite some time. They're not perceived as legitimate, and power is not really structured through the institutions in Yemen. Much more influential are informal networks, the patronage, that sit in and around government institutions. And the protesters have emerged, the independent youth activists in the protest camps, have really emerged as a kind of genuine domestic voice calling for a much more legitimate political structure, an end to corruption, an end to all this kind of elite regime politics that really hollow out the parliamentary parties and the government ministries. Even the military in Yemen is not really, can't be treated as a kind of proper state structure. It's quite factionalized. So there's an elite struggle taking place at the moment, the key families inside the aristocracy, essentially. But at the same time, you also have this kind of urban youth movement calling for much more legitimate institutions. Potentially, over time, it may be possible for their influence to be felt and then their role in the negotiations to play a part in restructuring the political settlement and the agreement between all of the key actors in the Yemeni political environment.
Yesterday, I was talking to Khalid Fatah from the University of St Andrews, who was saying that he thought that Saudi Arabia's patience was running out with Yemen and Saleh in particular, and that they would begin to intervene. Do you think he's right?
The Saudi policy position on Yemen is quite complex because there are so many circles of power in Riyadh. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
The Saudi policy position on Yemen is quite complex because there are so many different circles of power. On the one hand, you have the king, and his opinion is still decisive. The crown prince, Prince Sultan, who became defense minister in the 1960s during Yemen's last revolution, has played a very important role over the last few decades in managing Saudi Arabia's relationships with Yemen's tribes. But he's very unwell now, and his influence inside the policy circles is no longer as strong as it used to be. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs is not a particularly significant player on Yemen, and the emphasis seems to be shifting increasingly to the Ministry of Interior. That's run by Prince Nayef, and his son Mohammed bin Nayef also plays a very important role in managing counterterrorism operations and cooperation with Yemen. So there's a very strong focus on the security problem, and a perception right across the board in Riyadh that the biggest threat to them is the operations and activities of Al-Qaeda in Yemen.
So will those fears prompt them to act?
Well, Saudi Arabia has a role inside this kind of formal policy response to the problem. They have given their blessing to the GCC deal, which is currently essentially in limbo. They also operate through these very complex networks of informal influence inside Yemen. We're talking here about their connections with the tribes, with religious leaders. It's extensive, the kind of degree of informal contact they have inside Yemen structures. So I think it's important to look at the distinction or the kind of relationship between Saudi Arabia's formal diplomatic activity in partnership with Western states and other members of society, and these historical, quite proprietary relationships that they have in Yemen. And certainly Yemenis believe that Saudi Arabia is going to use these relationships to try to influence the outcome of this political struggle.
Do you believe they will?
I think Saudi Arabia certainly identifies its self-interest in a more secure situation in Yemen where the borders are contained and the threat from Al-Qaeda is contained. So I see they see their own self-interest in a more secure environment where Al-Qaeda's activities are not posing a direct threat to members of the royal family.
And how long do you give President Saleh? He's a past master at sort of playing off tribes against each other. He survived for 33 years. Is his time running out?
I'm not going to make any predictions about Saleh's behaviour or the time frame of this transition, but the tensions inside the elite have been brewing for years, and the scenario where there was urban violence between elite factions is one that I've discussed with contacts and sources and friends in Yemen for several years, so this is not something that is going to take members of the political class by surprise.
Do you think he's manipulating the situation to, as he has done in the past, to sort of justify his position.
What do you mean exactly? Are you
well,
talking about?
Yeah, lots of the opposition activists suspect him of creating this crisis and this fight with the Hashid tribe in order to appear a strong man and justify his sort of strong leadership.
I think that this increasingly needs to be seen as a conflict between. This is not a conflict between the government and the tribe. This is a conflict between elite factions. On the one hand, you have the president and his family, his sons and his nephews, who receive military assistance from Western governments, who are trying to support the training and expertise of their counterterrorism units, and another very powerful family within Yemen's aristocracy, the Al-Ahmar family, who bring with them the support of the Hashid Tribal Confederation. And sitting in the middle is General Ali Mohsin, who defected from support for Saleh in March when there was an attack on the protest camp. And Ali Mohsin's loyalties and allegiance are going to be extremely important going forward in deciding the balance of power between these different elite factions.
He's notably sort of stood by on the sidelines in the last few days. Do you think he is going to get involved in the next few days?
I'm not going to comment on this because I've been travelling and I just haven't had a chance to catch up on exactly what's been going on this morning and last night. So is it okay if we just
strike
that question? Yeah.
I'll let you get your plane. Thanks a lot, Ginny.
Okay. All right. Cheers. Bye. Yeah.